This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan. O one who sleeps, stand up and declare the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum. And a very warm welcome to the philosophy of fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah. Peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, the last prophet and messenger of Allah. As always, it's my pleasure to have in the studio today Dr. Hatim Al-Alhad.
Jazakallah khair. Alaikum.
Barakallah fiqh. Thanks so much for joining us in the studio.
Jazakallah khair.
Doctor, so as you know, we're talking about the philosophy of fasting. I want to take some time today to talk about the etiquettes of breaking your fast and starting the fast.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. As we said that we start the fast on Fajr time.
Definitely.
When Fajr starts, we start the fast. Okay. Now, Fajr, as we said, can be distinguished by the calendars that follow 18 degrees, generally speaking. However, I don't want our brothers and sisters just to think about the technical discussion regarding 18 degrees and others.
Definitely.
They can investigate the matter. I strongly believe that we should follow the 18 degrees calendar.
Right.
And as I said, that the issue of ijtihad, making ijtihad, because in some countries, then like Western countries, the night will be too short. And they said it is very difficult to fast. Though, so if the other opinion is a valid opinion, we should go for the other opinion.
Okay.
We said that you cannot do ijtihad if the matter is clear. So if the time to start your fast is clear, you cannot make ijtihad and change that time.
Yes.
And the other opinions, you cannot say that they are just open, they are valid opinions, and they are equal to the opinion that says 18 degrees.
Of course.
Because the opinion that says 18 degrees is an opinion that is followed by the vast majority of scholars. In fact, I was looking at this issue. Believe it or not, Brother Rafi, I found that scholars from the 4th Hijra century,
okay, subhanAllah,
They confirmed that 18 degrees is the criteria when the Fajr starts.
Right.
And it is also the criteria of the end of Isha timing. Okay. So, and still, until now, scholars confirm the same thing. However, I don't want our viewers just to be hooked into that discussion. They can investigate the matter.
Of course.
Yeah, deeply. What I believe in is to follow 18 degrees.
Inshallah. But again, you're saying, you know, if the viewers want to check this out, always go on the website and check it out for themselves.
Yeah, they can,
inshallah.
They can check and investigate the matter by themselves. Now, first of all, do we stop immediately when the time starts? For example, time starts as at 7 minutes past three.
Okay.
Okay, 7 minutes past three. So do we start when 7 minutes past three start?
On, yes.
Yeah, is on. Yes. Okay. Because you know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had two callers. One of them, two people who called the adhan.
Right.
Bilal and Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktoum. Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktoum, he used to be a blind person.
Okay.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kulu wa shrabu hatta yu'adhina ibni ummi maktoum," and he is a blind person who does not make adhan until they say to him, "Oh, the fajr started, the fajr started." So the Prophet ﷺ said, "Eat and drink until Ibn Ummi Maktoum, this man, this Sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, makes the adhan.
Right.
So whenever he makes the adhan, full stop, don't eat and drink.
Sure.
That's it. Okay? And as you know, Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the ayah, فَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ. So when it is clear that this is the beginning of the dawn,
yes,
the fajr, stop.
Okay.
Okay. Now, having said that, and as we are talking about the philosophy of fasting and what you mentioned about etiquette,
right,
some people leave 5 or 10 minutes before that time. It is true that we said you need to stop promptly, but don't leave 5 minutes or 10 minutes whereby you stop.
Okay.
Why? Because in the ayah, eat and drink until the white is distinguished from the dark.
Right.
Which means that uncertainty. Yes, the ayah, حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ. Uncertainty. Right. Means if you are doubting it and it is not clear that this is the beginning of the dawn, mm-hmm, then don't pause or stop eating,
okay,
and drinking 10 minutes before the adhan. This is the first etiquette.
For sure.
The second important etiquette is having a pre-dawn meal or called sahur.
Yes.
You know, in Hadith Anas ibn Malik, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, have a sahur meal. Mm-hmm. Have a sahur meal. Tasaharu. Why? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is barakah in sahur. Yes. There is barakah, blessings in sahur. Now, as we are talking about philosophy of fasting, what is the point of sahur? What is the meaning of barakah?
Yes.
What is the wisdom behind it? What is the benefit? What is the philosophy of it? Mm. The scholars say that the barakah in the sahur time, first of all, what is sahur time? Sahur time is the last part of the night.
Yes.
Okay? Is the last part of the night. So the Prophet ﷺ said, having your sahur meal during that night. And there was another hadith when the Prophet ﷺ said, delay the sahur. Mm-hmm. And they said that the Prophet ﷺ used to delay the sahur. And the companions used to delay the sahur as much as they can.
Right.
So it means that the person will be eating at the third part of the night. Mm-hmm. Now, blessings during that time may mean that the meal itself is a blessed meal. Sure. Blessed meal means a meal that will help you to fast for the rest of the day.
Inshallah.
Okay? And I know some people who do not fast other than Ramadan, and they find it extremely difficult to fast. Mm-hmm. And as one of them said, that if he does not have a proper heavy meal in before Fajr,
uh-huh,
okay, and some good amount of drink,
yes,
it will be very difficult for him to fast.
SubhanAllah. Dr. Hatham, I just want to pick up on that, because mentioning my own experiences fasting in Ramadan, you know, SubhanAllah, my very first Ramadan, I took it the first 3 days. I was sick. I was ill. What is this for? Alhamdulillah, I didn't break my fast. However, I really did learn what to eat and why to eat, because I see people, they must have like
fried
chips,
chicken,
yeah, meat. Exactly. This does not help. Not at all.
Yes, yes. As you mentioned this, Brother Rafi, mashallah, you know, the Prophet ﷺ said, نِعْمَ سَحُورُ الْمُؤْمِنِ التَّمَرُ. What a good sahur is tamar. Tamar, you know, dates.
The dates.
Is a very good sahur.
Definitely.
My own experience is that if I have my sahur as dates only, of course, with
of
water,
course, yes,
or maybe drink, wallahi, fasting is easier. And if
totally.
I eat a heavy meal, especially chicken or meat,
yes,
or something like this,
onions at the yes,
yeah, it makes fasting difficult.
Yes.
And this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a good meal is, or what a good sahur meal is, the dates.
Exactly.
So, and that's why we always encourage our brothers and sisters to have dates.
Definitely.
In fact, you reminded me, there is a hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said, بَيْتٌ لَا تَمْرَ فِيهِ جِيَاعٌ أَهْلُهُ. A house without dates, the people are hungry. The household of the household members of any house that they do not have tamar, they are hungry.
Definitely, I definitely agree with this ayah, Sheikh. I want to bring upon the fact that what should we eat? We've mentioned dates, and alhamdulillah, this is the best, I think.
Yeah, of course, you can eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what is the best for you to eat?
Yes.
The Prophet ﷺ praised dates.
Yes, of course.
Otherwise, it is generally speaking, anything you can eat.
Definitely.
So this is one thing, that the sahur meal will help you to fast.
Of course.
The other thing is, some scholars said, because this sahur meal takes place in the last part of the night, and all of us know hadith Abi Huraira, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah descends at the day at the last part of the night to the lower heaven, and he says, who asks me for something, who makes dua for me, who makes istighfar, who asks me for something, I will give it to him, who makes dua, I will answer his dua, who makes istighfar, I will accept his istighfar, seeking for forgiveness. So they said that if the person is awake at that time, he might make dhikr of Allah, he might make istighfar, he might repent to Allah Jalla wa Ala, is a very, very precious time.
Definitely.
And I really appeal to our brothers and sisters to make use of that time, in particular in this blessed month, the month of Ramadan.
Definitely.
And not to waste it. It's true that they have to have sahur, but along with sahur, be thankful to Allah.
Exactly.
Make istighfar of Allah. Repent to Allah.
Exactly. Doctor, I definitely agree with you. I just want to pick up on a point there. Okay, so we've talked about Zuhur. Let's talk about the etiquettes of the meal after Maghrib, because I see, you know, there's nothing benefiting to me. I see these drinks in the mosque with fruits, all this kind of stuff. Everyone's eating straight after Maghrib. They're eating like big fried chicken again, and they've got no room to do the prayer at night.
Yeah. Okay, you made me laugh because this is really in some mosques, yes, they do this. They do this, and sometimes I'm amazed. You know, first of all, you know, the sunnah is to break your fast by having some dates. Okay, you know, in the hadith of Salman ibn Amr al-Dibbi, that the Prophet ﷺ used to break his fast on soft dates, okay? Or he said, if you want to break your fast, you should break your fast on soft dates. If you do not find soft dates, rutab, then on normal dates. If you do not find normal dates, then drink water. Because the water is a purification. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ used to do this himself. If he finds soft date, he would choose soft date or dates or water.
I'm sorry to interrupt you there, Sheikh. That's all we have time for right now in this part. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this quick break. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. You are honored, O month of the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome back to the philosophy of fasting. Salam, Doctor. So,
alaikum salam.
If we were talking before the break about the etiquettes of fasting, breaking your fast, ending your fast, and I made you laugh by saying, you know, I've seen in the Maghrib time in the mosque, there's plenty of drink, plenty of food, and there's no time for prayer at night. So, what is the etiquette?
Okay, Bismillah, salatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. We said that the sunnah is to break your fast by having soft dates.
Yes.
If you have soft dates.
We have them.
Otherwise, normal dates, dry dates. otherwise water. And as you are saying this, it is good, once we say that, break your fast by having dates.
Yes.
Some people, I have seen this, that they just eat date, one date.
Yes.
And they immediately start having caries. Okay? Immediately.
Yes.
I said, okay, let the date at least reach your stomach.
Exactly.
And see, the number of dates that you need to eat, don't they eat just one? Okay? Okay, one is enough. Of course, you break your dates. Yes. But, you know, the Prophet ﷺ used to eat 7 dates in the morning. So maybe we can say that it is good to have 7 dates. And it is sunnah to have an odd number.
Yes.
If you insist, but not to have except one, is fine.
Exactly.
And or 3, or you can say 5 or 7.
Yes, of course.
Of course, you can increase more than this. And it is good to have, like, to let it go into your stomach before adding something else into your stomach. Because, you know, even they said from, as we are talking about philosophy of fasting, they said from a medical perspective that dates is the only fruit that can be digested very, very quickly.
Yes.
And that's why the Prophet used to apply this sunnah, which is having dates.
Exactly.
So this is one thing. The other important sunnah that has to be observed, or etiquette that has to be observed in breaking the fast, is that you need to break your fast immediately once you are sure that the Maghrib starts, the Maghrib time started. So break your fast immediately.
Yes.
There is the hadith of Sahl ibn Sa'd that the Prophet ﷺ said, my ummah will continue to be in a good shape as far as they hasten the break of their fast.
The breaking of the fast, yes.
Okay.
SubhanAllah.
So why? Look, the Prophet ﷺ said, my ummah will continue to be in a good shape.
Yes.
Just by following that sunnah? Yes, because following that sunnah demonstrates that the ummah is keen to follow the path of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is, although it is a symbol, but it represents a concept.
Definitely.
So this is the philosophy of it, that following the sunnah always, don't look at the action itself, the act itself.
Of course.
Look at the philosophy behind
it. Exactly, yes.
Which is following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only this, but feeling that his guidance is the best of guidance. Even not only this, you know, in breaking the fast immediately after Maghrib, there were a number of narrations by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that do not delay breaking your fast until the stars start to come. Because this is the action of other non-Muslims who inherited fasting from maybe their ancestors or from other faiths.
Right.
And they started to fast, but they continue fasting not until sunset, but until the stars start to appear in the sky. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited us from doing this.
Yes.
What does that mean? It means that the Prophet ﷺ wanted us to follow a certain way, and if we follow that way, we are following the way of the Prophet ﷺ, and once we follow the way of the Prophet ﷺ, we will be in a good shape.
Inshallah. Inshallah.
Okay? Doctor, so this is another important etiquette, which is break your fast immediately.
Yes. Dr. Hassan, that is so true. Everything that you're saying is enlightening not only me, but the viewers at home. So there's nothing beneficial to break the fast with dates. You're saying in an odd number, not one, but 3, 5, or 7 preferable, because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to start in the morning with the 7 dates.
Yes.
MashaAllah.
There is another important point that I would like to mention, is that it's good to make dua.
Yes.
Okay? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one of the hadith said that the dua of the fasting person will be accepted. This is one of the virtues of fasting. There is another hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three people, their dua is accepted. The musafir, the madhloom, the musafir, the traveler, the madhloom, the oppressed, and the fasting person. And I would like to encourage our brothers and sisters to do a lot of dua while fasting.
Definitely, definitely. Okay?
Especially when the after Asr, and it is a time to end your fast.
Yes.
The person is keen to break his fast,
yes,
or her fast. The person is a little bit tired. So he is more spiritual, you can say. His heart is more connected to Allah Jalla wa'ala. At that time, it's good to do a lot of dua. Now, in particular, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the fasting person will have a dua that will not be one dua that it will not be rejected. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَذَلِكَ عَنْدَ فِطْرِي, and that is when the person breaks his fast. Mm-hmm. That when the person breaks his fast, it means when he is about to break the fast.
Yes.
So he's waiting, he's about to break the fast, and at that time, his dua will be accepted, inshallah. If he wants to continue dua after breaking the fast, that is not a problem as well. Okay? Because the person can do dua even when he eats. And this reminds us of another sunnah to be mentioned, yes, which is a specific dua. Okay? ذهب الظما وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله. Okay? This is narrated in one of the ahadith. Yes. Many scholars said that it is sunnah to say this dua. Some scholars said the hadith is not that authentic. Anyway, we can say it. ذهب الظما, yes, thirst has gone. And ajr, reward, has been confirmed,
yes,
or secured. And, ذهب الظما وابتلت العروق. Sorry, the second one. ذهب الظما is thirst has gone.
Yes.
ابتلت العروق, the veins has been moisturized.
Yes, moisturized.
Moisturized.
Yes.
Okay? Moisturized, the veins.
Yes.
And وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله, the reward has been established or secured. So this is also a good etiquette to be observed while breaking the fast.
Definitely.
If I may say, I think we have a very limited time.
Yes, we are limited on time, Doctor. I'm so sorry.
Okay, can I say one more thing?
Yes, go ahead, Doctor.
It is good to provide food for others.
Yes.
To break their fast.
Yes.
And I think maybe we need to elaborate more on this point because very important activity related to the philosophy of fasting.
Inshallah. Well, once again, Doctor, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today.
Jazakallah.
Well, viewers at home, I definitely hope you actually think about fasting and the philosophy behind fasting. Until next time, I'll leave you in the safe care of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran.